Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with the report and the news about the first brewing school moving from Chicago. Where are they going and why,
John? They are going to Canada, Bob. They're going to Montreal. And this is the Siebel Institute of Technology and World Brewing Academy. The old SITWBA, Bob. they've been around for a long time. A German chemist founded it in 1868, and it was really the first college of its kind here in the U.S. and really in all of North America. And about 25 years ago or so, it was acquired by a Montreal-based company. It's moved locations in Chicago a couple times. They were moved to the Green Street space in the West Loop in 2019, and after the Trump administration announced the F-1 student visa restrictions, these are proposed changes that were intended to end foreign student visa abuse, which does happen from time to time, of course. There's restrictions that are in place that are more designed for like a four-year traditional college, Bob, like the new restrictions limit student visas to the exact length of time it takes to complete a college program. Well, the Beer Academy does things on a different schedule in a different way. It has a lot of foreign folks coming in for their visas. A lot of Americans and Chicagoans, too. But a lot of the teachers and the professors are foreign as well. I mean, when you think about it, when you think about culinary or brewing, a lot of the techniques are just from other countries, and they're trying to teach them here. And sometimes you have to bring the people that maybe know those techniques here to do so. And it just became too much for them. There's a couple other reasons, too, but they cited that as kind of the last straw. And they're going to move to Quebec on January 1st. Near the site of the oldest brewery in North America, the Molson's Original Brewing. So a lot of people bummed out about it, though. It was a cool place to kind of check out. Sometimes they'd open their doors and let you do a little tour of what they're doing in there to kind of see the chemistry behind the brewing. And, again, they're blaming this change in the F-1 visas.
Well, I think the West Loop has plenty of attractions for people.
I think so, yeah.
The downtown plan for the central area is now a reality. It got final approval. What are some of the highlights? What is going to happen and when here, John?
Well, you mentioned the West Loop, and actually, I just want to go back to the last time they had this plan. These are downtown central area plans that they do roughly every 20 years. The last one was 22 years ago. And, you know, sometimes these plans come up with ideas that aren't going to happen, right? I mean, they stake an idea in the ground just to kind of start a conversation about it. But a lot of these ideas do happen. 20 years ago, they wanted to expand the West Loop, Bob, and get more businesses there. Boy, I think that ended up succeeding pretty well, because when we say downtown in this context or the central area plan, we're really talking division all the way down to 26th Street, basically Ashland to the lake. So a large swath of area. This plan really is CTA-centric in many ways. They want to, first of all, they want to get a Pink Line Madison Street stop. And if you're curious where that'd be, about, you could hit it with a tennis ball from the United Center, basically. This is when where the Pink Line heads south and crosses over Madison Street. A lot of people have been calling that for a while. So they want to do that. They want to, of course, improve economic development. They're looking at the same picture we all are, and we've reported on my show and many other shows, the idea that a lot of people don't work downtown anymore, right, Bob? I mean, they're still seeing vacancies that are 30% in some areas of the district from where they were before the pandemic, 30% lower than they used to be. So they're trying to think about that, Michigan Avenue. They also do want to look at what's happening at night. And what they're talking about is trying to revitalize the area at night. I mean, we have a pretty vibrant theater district, and of course, we've had the incidents downtown. We can't make light of that. But, of course, there's a lot going on downtown. But there's a lot of areas where nothing is happening, right, where you have all these office buildings and it's kind of blank. And they're trying to figure out ways to get more people to go downtown, more businesses to operate there. So it's a long-term 20-year plan. And, of course, they want to focus on the CTA and making that a little bit more of a friendly area for all things CTA.
Previous plans actually called for the creation of the museum campus in Oak Street and the Oak Street Beach.
Yep.
enlargement there, whatever you want to call it, and the reactivation of Navy Pier. So things do happen from this plan, don't they?
They do. And these conversations that we have right now start to spurn ideas. A couple of them stick, and you've made some big changes over 20 years as opposed to just kind of wafting in the wind, as they say.
And about downtown crime, we'll be talking to Alderman Brian Hopkins a little after 8:30 about that today. Finally, on the website, blockclubchicago.org, you have an interesting list of Chicago-centric movies, don't you?
Yeah, we wanted to look at, after, of course, well, we have House of Dynamite, the film that has the nuclear missile headed towards Chicago. Chicago gets blown up in a lot of movies, in a lot of ways. So we kind of ranked them based on types of destruction and the movie. Man of Steel back in 2013, the city gets absolutely decimated. Blues Brothers, of course, you've got the police chase and all that happens near the federal building, etc. But there's a lot of other movies on this list that I have never heard of or forgot that they took place in Chicago. Dark Knight, of course, I think a lot of people remember the blowing up of the hospital, of course, and what happens under the L tracks. There's a movie called The Relic from 1997, which is basically Alien and Jaws meets Die Hard. That takes place in Chicago. The Untouchables doesn't really destroy Chicago, but of course it has that famous gunfight in slow motion at Union Station at the end of it. And there's a couple other ones in there that I completely forgot were based on Chicago, but filmmakers seem to have a knack to want to wreck our town, and we thought we'd at least recognize that on the website, that there's a trend here.
You know, it's fun. Go back and watch About Last Night, and you see the softball games in Grant Park and the bar scene on Division Street. That's a fun one.
That is a good one. Or how about that John Candy one where they have a picnic at Old Comiskey Park?
Always good. Yeah, love John Candy. BlockClubChicago.org for more. John Hansen does their podcast. Talk to you again soon. Thank you, John.
Take care, Bob.